Turn in your Bibles. Let's go back to Colossians chapter 3 again, verse 10. A good minister will follow those that God put in their lives. Amen? No, I don't have anything fancy other than just follow the trail that's been blazed before me. Amen. Colossians 3 verse 10. We were reading it earlier. It said, and had put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. This man on the inside has all the abilities, has all the resources that you need to be successful as a believer. Amen. We say that what's inside of you is what changes your world, not what's outside. Because you were created with whatever you will need to be successful. The problem, or part of the problem, is learning how to let the one inside come out. Let that one inside, that new creation inside of you come out. Because when that new creation comes out, it's history. Amen? Amen. So this morning, let's talk some more on renewing your mind to who God called you. This new creation on the inside of you has all the abilities and nature of God in him. But how do you let him out? Let's say we have a tank of diesel somewhere here. And we are wanting to get that diesel to flow from where it is to all the different places. What would you need? A pipe, right? You need a pipe to connect to the source so that what's inside that tank will be used somewhere else. We want to talk about how to connect with that new image that's inside of you so that it will be visible in your life, so that it will be beneficial to you. And the way to do it is through that pipe that connects that diesel to all the other places. In this case, we'll call it the renewed mind. Your life can only go as high as your mind is renewed. Amen. One of the biggest hindrances to advancing in God is having an unrenewed mind. As ministers, if we ourselves have unrenewed mind, it will hinder our congregation. Because you can only be a blessing to the degree that your mind is renewed. Amen? An unrenewed mind will keep you from places that are reserved for you. There are places reserved for the new creation. Amen? It will cause you, like Dad was talking this morning, it will cause you to fight wrong enemies. Defeated enemies, by the way. Amen. It will put you at odds with the blessing. Unrenewed mind will put you at odds with the blessing because you accepted the image that God has of you. Amen. When God communicates with you, he deals with you based on the fact that he made you a new creation. When you come into the presence of God, God doesn't say, ha, a Nigerian has arrived. Or, no. He looks at you as a new creation. So if you approach God based on the fact that you are a Nigerian, you miss out. If you approach God based on the fact that you're dealing with this, you miss out. You have to approach him based on how he sees you. And in order to do that, it requires that you renew your mind to think like God sees you. Yes. Amen. Amen. It's one thing to be born again, brought into the things of God, but it's another thing to adopt God's thinking. If you don't adopt God's thinking, you won't have access to what he has available to you. Yes, sir. Amen. Many preaching here does not address this. It addresses your challenges. Right. We see signs all over. Come, this is your deliverance. Come, this is going to happen. That's what Dad was preaching this morning. Those things have already happened. But if you have not trained yourself to see yourself in the victory, you will be fighting for victory. That will never come, by the way. Amen. Amen. It's wrong thinking. Wrong thinking. We tell people all the time, there's nothing wrong with praying. But you need to know, you need to pray from the side of a son. An unrenewed mind is waiting for God to address his problem. Because he has failed to understand that God has addressed all my problems. So he's going to God based on, God, if you do this for me, if you will do this for me, God, if you will do this for me. He already did. Amen. Amen. But wrong thinking keeps you outside of it. Bible tells us to know no man after the flesh. Our culture is big on recognition. Are you listening? Our culture is big on recognition. Everybody wants to be recognized. You know, that's a big trait of an unrenewed mind. Because who heaven recognizes, earthly recognition means nothing to it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. That's why unrenewed mind always want to establish a parallel flow. If you listen, you understand more. Unrenewed mind, because he's ever trying to become first. He's ever trying to become number one. He's ever trying to be recognized. That's why some preachers, they will see somebody do something, they go do something else, because they want you to know that they have the best ministry.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you have night vigil. Mine starts by 6. And we go till daybreak. What is that? Unrenewed mind ever trying to show that you have something better. You see, if you don't know that you've been made the best, you'll be shooting to be better, and you'll never be better. Amen? That's what unrenewed mind will do. Unrenewed mind is not sure of what's going to happen. So he has to struggle. Amen? He has to struggle. So let's get into it some more. What do you say? Amen? God has a wonderful plan for us. He's redeemed us. He's made us his own. But if we don't think like how he's made us, we will never function like how he's made us. Amen. It doesn't help to go to churches where people just tell you all your, you know, the Spirit of God said this to me one day. He said that the people are looking for a God who will solve all their problems. But God is looking for a people that he will fellowship with. Because your problem, he's already solved in Christ. The problem that people are fasting to solve, or paying people to fast for them to solve, by the way, God solved when he brought you into Christ. I told you a story of, I was walking one day in Iowa, you know, driving, and I saw a sign that said, walk to end Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is a disease, you know. And the Spirit of God said to me, they will never walk long enough to cure Alzheimer's. He said, why? Because Alzheimer's didn't come because people didn't walk. Are you listening? Alzheimer's didn't come because people didn't walk. It came because of the curse. But if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. He's been redeemed from the curse. Amen.
Amen.
We hear of several different countries writing aids to bring to Africa. Africa needs aids, you know, just bring them supply, do this. Africa's not poor because Africa didn't have aids or supply. It is, those are not the things that keep people poor. Bible says that the curse produced poverty and lack. Poverty is a symptom of the curse. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Somebody say, yeah, we'll pray all night and we'll spend the night vigil praying so we can remove the curse. The curse didn't come because you didn't pray. The curse came because of sin. Amen? And Christ was made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made made the righteousness of God. How did God address the curse problem? He made us a new creation. How did he address the poverty problem? He made us a new creation. So, what God did to solve humanity's problems was change their identity. But the problem is that we're still identifying ourselves through the failed man instead of this new creation that God made. What is the number one place you start? In your thinking. If your Christianity does not affect your thinking, it won't affect your life. Why? Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Go with me. Glory to God. Amen. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Not seasonable, reasonable. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? That you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What is the perfect will of God? That we walk and operate as the new creation. But in order for you to prove it or discern it, you need to renew your thinking. You need to renew your thinking. So many of us are locked up by tradition. We got born again, but our identity never flowed through those traditions. And we'll bring those traditions along with us. It was like the people of Israelites, you know, in Egypt. They were delivered out of Egypt. They were delivered out of bondage, but they retained the thinking of slaves. And because they did, the places that God brought them through that should have been a place of dominion, they made it a place of complaining. Yes. Why? Because of how they thought. Because of how they thought. If we never change how we think, what God, we will make a mockery of what Jesus did. If we never change how we think, you see, we hear preachers all the time. Your people act the way they act because of how they see you act.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How do people know to rush? Oh, let's get a prayer chain, prayer chain. Because they see you do that.
Yes,
why? Because first of all, you're not convinced that what Jesus did was a complete work. So you have to come up with your own. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
you see, following Christ is following victory.
Yes, sir.
Your victory is assured. You don't get victory because you prayed. Amen. You get victory because you believed in what Christ did. And because you believed in what Christ did, it affects your thinking. It affects your thinking. You will never live above how you think. Amen. So we see, we prove what is good and what is acceptable and perfect will of God by renewing our mind. What does that mean? Change how you think. Dad was preaching earlier about getting knowledge. Why do you need knowledge? So you can change how you think. That's how you know that the knowledge you're getting, you're retaining, if it's found in your thinking. If it's found in your thinking.
Amen.
You see, so many people think that church is a place you come for God to pray, for somebody to pray for you. That's what people do. Oh, come to church, I'll pray for you. I'm a preacher. I'm anointed. Come, I'll pray for you. That's not what church is about. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 10 and 11 tells us that he gave gifts unto men. For the edifying of the body of Christ, till we come to the unity of the knowledge of him, or the statue of him. So it's a place of getting knowledge. Why do you come to get knowledge? So that you can think different. Are you listening? Why do you need knowledge? So you can think different. We've seen people, you can pray for them all you want. You pray and pray, and as soon as they walk through those doors, their thinking will expose them. Amen. I saw a sign one day that says, you know, come and your limitations will be removed. Limitations will be off of your life. And the Spirit of God said to me, yeah, they will move the limitation in service, but as soon as they walk out the door, they put it right back. Why? Wrong thinking. Wrong thinking. It's not prayer you need. It is the knowledge that helps you to transform your thinking that you need. Remember, 3 John 1:2. It says, beloved. Beloved.
Yes.
Where are my congregations? Beloved. Good. That's how you respond. When you hear that word, beloved, who is he talking to? He's talking to you. Beloved.
Yes.
Exactly. You see, that's a sign that your mind is renewing, because Jesus calls you his beloved. You are accepted in the beloved. So whenever you hear that word, beloved, that's the voice of my Father. Hallelujah. And you stop everything you're doing. Amen. It said, I wish above all things. Did you see that? All things. After all, what's left?
Nothing.
He said, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul. So if your soul is not prospering, these things wouldn't happen. How does your soul prosper? Your soul will prosper by the presence of the word in it. Remember what God told Joshua in Joshua 1:8. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it day in and day out. Why? So that you will observe to do it, and then you make your way prosperous, and then you have good success.
Yes,
sir. Until our thinking changes, we are playing church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Until our thinking changes, we're playing church. Bible calls us new creation. We are the only species on the earth that have a legal documentation of our access to the whole earth.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because we're new creation. We're the seed of Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Legally, we are the ones. Everything else is illegal.
Yes,
we are the only legal ones. Remember what Paul told us in Ephesians. He said, in the time past, you were without God. You were aliens, strangers to the covenant. But now, you are in Christ. That means you're no longer aliens. You're no longer illegal. Amen. You are legal, but you got to see yourself that way. You have to think that way in every occasion. Do you? Sometimes I wonder about people. People will sign in when they come sometimes. We think it's funny. You know, they sign in on their sign-in on the sign-in form that we have for registration. One day they are Simon, another day they are Simon Paul, and the other day they are, you know, the names keep changing.
Yes, sir.
And that's how people do things in life.
Yes, sir.
Their thinking is, you know, this way this morning, and before they leave, is affected by something else. There's no stability.
Yes, sir.
Your name, your identity is a permanent document that needs to go into your thinking,
yes, sir,
on a regular basis. See, this is what people do. They go to a church. They hear something. They go, huh? This church feel good, though. I could go to this one next time. So they go, they're constantly changing, not realizing that moving from church to church is not where your salvation is. Salvation already came, but you have to walk it out. Bible says you walk out your own salvation. How do you walk out your own salvation? By renewing your mind, changing how you think. Amen. You know, without a renewed mind, you will have difficulty discerning the voice of the Spirit. Remember, Dad was telling us earlier that the Spirit of God is given to us to guide us. Without a renewed mind, you will have trouble. The Lord said this to me years ago. He said, the biggest thing, the number one thing you must do after you made Jesus Lord is to make sure that your thinking changes. He said, if your thinking doesn't change, it will not matter that you even got born again. Isn't that what we see around? We're born again, we confess Jesus, but we talk like the heathen. We talk as if God needs to come back down. To do, you know, Jesus needs to come back down. Every night we're singing, let the power of the Lord come down. Amen. All night. When that power is inside. When that power is inside. Every day we are fasting. God will change my story. 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 He did when he brought you into Christ. But the problem is that many have not accepted it. They are waiting for a physical evidence. But do you know that for a physical evidence to come, there needs to be a renewing of the mind? Everything that you need to be successful in life is inside. But for it to come outside, in your thinking needs to be compatible with your heart. It needs to be compatible because, you see, you're not trying to beg God to create a future for you. He already did. What is the hold up? Wrong thinking. Wrong thinking. How do you change it? Renewing your mind with accepting the word as reality. Instead of saying, oh, God will visit me one day, you begin to say, God has visited me. I'm one with Christ. There's a song that they sing, you know, everybody just moves. It's a nice song. Demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve. Sing it with me. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you is great. I told my congregation, we changed that song. It's a nice song, but we sing it. Everything you said about me is true. You are great. You are great. You are great. Oh, you. You are great. He said, you are great. You are great. Everything you said about me is true. He said you are the righteousness of God in Christ. He says you are the head and not the tail. He said greater one is inside of you. He said you can do all things. So you can lift up your hand and say, Father, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. And then the other one, the next line says, demons tremble at your presence. People go, oh, sha-ba-ba-ba-ba. I said, the way you sing it is, demons tremble at our presence. Because you're joined with him. You're joined with him. Hallelujah. Amen. God, you're not apart from God. You see, he's inside. But you have to think that way. So when you sing that song, demons tremble at our presence. When you show up, God himself shows up. Hallelujah. You see? But if you don't think that way, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. You see, you need to believe what God said, and the way you believe it is through you identifying yourself with Him. He's talking about me. Demons tremble at our presence. When people say they don't come, you be the one standing up, where are they? Where are they? Why? Because your thinking has adopted the fact that greater one is inside. Hallelujah. Instead of running from one meeting to another, you tell them, we had a meeting over 2,000 years ago.
We have a meeting.
We had a meeting over 2,000 years ago.
Yes, sir.
And you pull out the minutes from the meeting. I'm a joint heir with Him. I'm one with Him. What He has, I have. You're reading the minutes. And you've made the minutes your form of thinking. So when circumstances come, before you take any side, you go consult the minutes. Just a moment. Let me review the minutes. But you see, the process of renewing the mind is you taking the minutes and reading it over and over till the minutes become part of you. You see, Dad quoted us the scripture last night. He said, you know, in 1 John, he said, I commend you, young man, because you are strong. The word abides in you. The only word that abides in you is the word that you are practicing. He said, the word will abide in you to the measure you practice it. You will practice it to the measure it stays in your thinking. Because as a man thinketh, so he is. You will only act like the you think like. Amen? Your life will be transformed to the degree that you're willing to renew your mind with the word of God. The reason many believers fail to make progress in their walk with God after many years is because of failure to adopt a new mindset. Do you know people are still fasting for victory? When Jesus said, I've spoiled all principalities. You see, victory is not a feeling. Victory is not a feeling. Did you hear me? Yes. Victory is not a feeling. You don't feel victory. You are informed of victory.
Yes.
Amen. Victory is what you read from the word of God and you made it your thinking. I've seen people fast and pray. Some people call me sometimes. They say, I just came back from the mountain. I said, I haven't left, but God is big in my life. Oh. See, if you think you have to go to a certain place to contact God, it means the revelation that God is inside of you is not real. How many mountains would you go to change something that Christ changed? See, the problem is that we don't believe it. Huh? We don't believe it. Christianity is not a work to make something happen. It is simply a work to believe. Simply a work to believe. Simply a work to believe. Believe. People struggle because they're trying to make something happen that Christ already made happen. In your power, you can't do it. You can't do it. He already did it. Amen. Hallelujah. Most limitations that people experience is a product, or they are products of unrenewed mind.
Yes,
limitations are products of unrenewed mind.
That's right.
Remember, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, except if I live in Nigeria. Is that what he said? Okay. So what's the limitation? And you're thinking. Pastor, if you will only pray. Man of God, if you will only pray. Let us that are preachers not deceive people into despising what Christ did. Who are you that will deliver a man who Christ has set free? Who are you? What is it that you possess outside of him? You see, it's wrong thinking to think that you got power to do something for another. We have many preachers that, you know, line people up, consult me, you know. I'm the man of God. They have one eye closed and one eye open. You walk in there, go, shot, bah. What is that? Unrenewed mind. Unrenewed mind takes what belongs. Unrenewed mind wants to see how good they are. Unrenewed mind will point to a man instead of him. That's unrenewed mind. Unrenewed mind wants, you see, that's what our culture does. Our culture is big in making you the chief. That's why people, everybody wants chief on their name. I went to a wedding one time years ago. Somebody was called to the high table. And they didn't put engineer this to their name. So they refused to get up. You didn't call me engineer. And then if they're accountant, they go, put CPA there now. I'm CPA. Why? Unrenewed mind. Unrenewed mind is more convinced of what you think of him than what the word says about him. Unrenewed mind, superficial. Pastor, you dey preach good. Thousands go come. And you go, yeah, bring them. Unrenewed mind. You see, unrenewed mind will rather have thousands than to have two filled with the word of God. Want a name. Everybody want a name. I remember a few years ago, if some of you that were in that meeting might remember, we had a minister's conference, and somebody asked me a question. Where we went to this man of God to become our spiritual father. We went as a group, and he hasn't contacted us and all of this. And I said, did God speak to you? They said, we went as a group. You see, what they saw was a man doing well by the things of God. So they decided we're going to go as a group and adopt him as a man of God. Why? So that we can be identified with him. We're the sons of Bishop. We're the sons of this. You see, unrenewed mind likes natural recognition. And because of that, the question was, he didn't contact me, and my response was, did God tell you to go join that man? Well, we went as a group. See, it's not about that. Spiritual connections are made in the heart. Yes. Yes, a renewed mind will take what's spiritual and make it natural. Yes. Hey, I got his card, I have his number, I have his this. It's not about that. What's my point? They wanted that association, but they are not looking for the impartation. Amen. I have very good notes that I could go, but I'm following the Holy Ghost. Amen. So if it comes and it goes out, just say amen. Amen. You see, unrenewed mind is ever looking for attention. Attend to me, attend to me, attend to me, attend to me. Because he doesn't believe that the word spoken has attended to his case. Come on. Oh, God will change my story, oh, in Jesus' name. Everybody say, amen. Which Bible are you reading? He already changed it.
Yes. Come on now. Amen.
He already changed it. Anybody where they walk out for you, they go walk out. And you hear, amen. Is it? Unrenewed thinking. Unrenewed mind focuses on the devil. Because, you know, he feels something. But you've been redeemed. If you don't believe your own word over your life, and you believe the word of another, your mind is not renewed. Because the things of God will work according to your faith. Jesus said, let it be done unto you according to your faith. But for it to be according to your faith, your mind needs to be renewed. Unrenewed mind. People carry tradition everywhere. That's why it is important. If you're going to be a successful minister and a successful believer in Nigeria, you need to make sure that every tradition will flow through the word.
Yes, sir.
If the tradition doesn't flow through the word, you discard it. Amen. The word is our standard. Not our tradition. Not our culture. You see, any culture that exempts you from the word will bind you up. Any true culture that will promote a life will acknowledge the word of God. That's why you go check all over the world. Any culture that fails to acknowledge the truth of God's word will end up binding its people. And usually it's the women that fall prey first. Amen. That's why it's changing. Unrenewed mind will put his wife on the back seat. Are you listening? Let me preach to you. Unrenewed mind will put his wife in the back seat. And say, now, woman, now, come on. But a renewed mind will realize that that woman is heirs together with him.
That's right.
Amen. 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 See, unrenewed mind, it short circuits the anointing. As a minister, if you put your wife behind, you will lose out on 9,000 advantage. One would have put 1,000 to fly, 2, 10,000. Are you listening? I didn't plan to get on this. Why am I saying it? Just keep listening. Amen. You see, it's unrenewed thinking. Well, my wife, you know, she's there to support me. I make all the decisions. She hears from God too. Amen.
Yes.
Unrenewed mind thinks that he's the only chief that hears from God. Why am I saying that? Because there are people in here that God has been longing to move forward, but because of wrong thinking and wrong approach to everything, you keep going in circles. Anything that makes one less than is not of God. And must be rejected.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you that are in ministry could go a whole lot faster if you will listen to the voice of your wife.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why am I saying it? Culture and tradition says, well, woman, now sit in the kitchen, do this. But if your thinking doesn't change, if your thinking doesn't change, your ministry won't go higher.
That's right, that's
and your amen. Effectiveness won't go higher.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, you can't go higher than the way you treat your spouse.
Oh, yes.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You can't go higher. Unrenewed mind suspends everything and says, let me pray. The same man who treats that woman bad is going to pray. Do you think that God closes his eyes and says, okay, oh, it's you. You come to pray. Okay, let's pray.
That's his daughter.
That's his daughter. You see, that's why we delay progress. We make mockery of the gospel. We destroy our homes and we come to the pulpit and say, glory to God. That's not the anointing of God.
That's not the anointing.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Like I said, I didn't plan to get on this. Amen. You see, if we don't have our homes right, our ministry is a joke. Huh? If we don't have our homes right, our ministry is a joke. Why is our home not right? Because of wrong thinking. And you, woman of God, that runs to your relatives and telling them your husband did this, your husband did this, you're destroying the work of God. That's wrong thinking. Wrong thinking always goes to report to somebody else. Wrong thinking always runs to people instead of running to God. To a person with unrenewed mind, people are there. Come, let me tell you, sister. Brother, let me tell you. Instead of relying on God. Wrong thinking. Wrong thinking looks to people. You see, it's not putting a badge on yourself and saying, I'm a minister, and standing and carrying the Bible does not make you a preacher. What to me, the way I've been brought up, what makes you a preacher is that you have fruits.
Yes.
True preaching.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Unrenewed mind. A believer with an unrenewed mind is like a child. They get into everything. They do this for a while. They buy olive oil from Israel for a while. And they say, it's no longer flowing. So they change. And they buy it from somewhere else. And it has to be on a special bottle. They start buying from Rome. Special. Unrenewed mind looks for something to feel. Your victory is not in olive oil. Your victory is in Christ. You can buy a drum of olive oil and still live defeated if you don't change how you think. Amen. Like I said, I didn't plan to get on all this, but we need it. I hear of some people selling oil. Come, this is special oil. More special than the blood of Jesus? More special than himself took my infirmities? More special? What is that you're doing that is more special than what Jesus did? See, unrenewed mind. Wrong thinking, and that's why the church of God is not growing. People are waiting for somebody to pray for them. Touch me, Lord. Touch me. Touch me. He's inside.
He's inside.
Metumakagi. Ah! Enze! But he's inside. You see, wrong thinking waits for something to happen outside. Are you following me? Wrong thinking is waiting. Touch me, Lord. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me. How much more touch do you want? He's inside. Touch me. And if we're not careful, we raise a generation that's just waiting for a touch. Waiting for a touch instead of going, he's inside. Let me touch somebody.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
See, that's how we change. Dad's not coming here to do ministers' conference and next year we're the same way. We go back to the same tradition. We'll go back to the same culture. Culture of unbelief. Bring. God will bless you. Bring. God will bless you. Have you imparted the truth into them? What would you say has happened to the lives of the people that God has given you? Is there fruit? We read and hear of so many things. Without the word of God taking hold of a person's mind, they will live like a fugitive. They'll never satisfy. Unrenewed mind is waiting for the leaders. Unrenewed mind, praying, Lord, one day God will do something. How about you stand up on the truth and begin to declare, I am of God. He's anointed me. I will say something. I will change something.
Yes, sir.
Your mentality affects your preaching. Are you listening? Your mentality affects your preaching. Your preaching will not have effect on your congregation if your mentality is not according to the word. If your mentality is give me, give me, give me, give me, it will flow through your congregation. There are many that will come to conferences. The word will go forth and they are sleeping. Sleeping. You see, they don't understand how church is not a place for come pray for me.
Yes, sir.
The church is a place of training.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Training.
That's right.
Training.
That's, right.
That's what we're doing right now.
Oh, yes.
We're being trained by the man of God, yes, under the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Teaching. Yes. Why? So we can go out and change the way we think.
Yes, sir.
Most victories begin when we change how we think.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People say, oh, pray for me, pray for me. Nothing. What you need is give me something to help me change what I think.
Yes,
or how I think.
Give me something.
Yes. Instead of, Pastor, did you have an anointing? Just say, give me the word.
Give me the word.
That's one of the things that I appreciate so much about my spiritual father. When you leave his service, you wouldn't wonder what to do. You know what to do. You know what to do. And that's what we're endeavoring to impart into our people. It's not enough to come to church, dance, and you leave, you don't even know what to say. I was at the hospital the other day, well, last week. We go to the hospital, we lay hands on the sick, we preach the word. And after I prayed, this woman said, wait, Pastor, can I go bring some oil? I paused and I'm like, it never crossed my mind. Can I go bring oil so you can lay hands on it? I said, it's not the oil that heals. The power is in what Christ did.
Yes.
Oil is just a point of contact. Should you be more interested in the point of contact or in the anointing itself? How about if I gave you a brand new Mercedes today and I took out all the wheels and I took off the steering wheel? Would you run around celebrating? You wouldn't get anywhere with it. You wouldn't travel anywhere with it. Trying to get all these things without the actual knowledge is just something fancy to show. It won't move you forward. Let's change how we think. Amen. Let's change how we think. How do we do it? By on purpose, taking the word of God and saying, this is how I'm going to think. It doesn't happen by prayer. It happens by purposefully taking the word and saying, this is how I'm going to think now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I teach our congregation. I say, how about start with traffic? Be the one to lead order. Why? Because I'm a new creation. I stand in traffic. The light turns red. I wait there. People honk. Beep, 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 beep. And I'm thinking, it's red. And I stand there. And people will come around and overtake. You see, if your Christianity does not cause you to live an ordered life, it won't benefit you. God is not the author of confusion. So anything that you do that creates confusion means it's not flowing out of a renewed mind. Don't be need conscious. Unrenewed mind after needs. That's what people come for church. My need. My need. My need. The church is not a place to meet your needs. Jesus said, I will supply all your needs according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you are in him. A church is a place to train you to think like the one whose needs have been met according to his riches. Amen. So we don't live less than. Men of God, women of God, we have to be people that honor God enough to share the truth. But we have to know the truth ourselves. Amen. We have to know. So many people are hungry that they will do whatever to present something that looks like truth. That's how people prophesy money out of people's pocket. And they tell you it's the gifts of the Spirit. It's not. So don't put yourself in a position to be deceived. Why do we still hear from all those people? Because some of the people are still patronizing them. Why? Because of our renewed mind. Man of God said, there's no word from man of God that will supersede the written word of God. Amen. Wrong thinking will let you bless him, even though the word says don't.
Oh, yes.
Ah, you did business. Okay, bring the money. I'll pray for you. Don't do that again, though. But God will bless you right now. In the name of Jesus, they put your hands on it. And they go back and they repeat it. Wrong thinking. Ministry is not about money. If you are in ministry to be paid, wrong thinking. I remember a few months after we got here, some people came, you know, like parading their hungry children. I said, if your children are hungry, go get a job. But I'm called. And I said, so who are you serving?
Yes.
Unrenewed mind does not want to serve a person.
Yes.
It wants to be the number one.
Yes, sir.
Unrenewed mind.
Yes,
wrong thinking.
Wrong thinking.
You are not in the front because you put yourself in the front.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I pray, Lord, will let me get to my notes. Hallelujah. Many are deceived because they're trying to walk with the provisions of God. We're not called to walk with provisions. We're called to walk with the provider.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because this is how people veer off. My need, my need, my need. Ministry will veer off from what God called them to do because need.
Yeah.
We need money now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We started selling olive oil because we need money to prosper the kingdom. Really? Now, wow. Special handkerchief. Salt too. salt water. See, where is it? You are new. See, stop looking for physical evidence. Take the word. That's your evidence.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You want to feel the word? Act it. The only word that will give you feeling is the word you act out. If you don't see the feeling, keep acting. Keep acting on the word. I'm waiting to feel it. Keep acting. An unrenewed mind does not see his actions as the reason for his experience. Unrenewed mind does not. You talk to him about his action, they don't get it. But I need God. And God is saying, check your actions. The curse, causeless, will not come. Check your actions. Unrenewed mind doesn't see that. A driver who drives crazy does not see that his life is going crazy because of the way he drives. He said, this is the way we do it in Nigeria now. Do you think you are a different man on the steering wheel than when you come to church? You see, unrenewed mind. Are you all okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Say after me. The me I see is
the me in Christ.
But this me
will only
manifest as my thinking changes. Amen. You're not poor because you don't have money. You people are only poor because of wrong thinking. If you're in Christ. Somebody say, yeah, give me money and everything will be fine. No. Prosperity begins with your thinking. Ministry, having a success in ministry begins in your thinking. If those things are not in place, nothing will happen. You'll be spinning the wheels. You know what we mean by that? Just going in circles, just spinning without any traction. Every year is the same story. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Say
amen.
Amen. As ministers, we are only useful to God to the degree our thinking is like his. 2 Timothy 2 verse 20 through 22, it says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man, therefore, purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. So who determines whether they're a vessel unto honor or not? Purging begins in one's thinking first. Purging begins first in your thinking. If you don't purge your thinking, your life will not look purged. People do the things they do because of the way they think. Many people are in the hospital because of wrong thinking. Amen. Not every symptom is the devil coming after you. Because some people think every little rash, the devil came at night. I was in the realm and I had experience. The devil came. Not every one of those is the devil. It could be you ate the wrong stuff. That woman you bought something from the road, you don't know whether she washed her hands or not. Tomorrow you go blame the devil. You see, it's wrong thinking to think that everything is the devil. Everything is the devil. Everything is the devil. Pastor, pray, the devil. No. For a new creation, the devil is not his problem.
Yes, sir.
The only work that the new creation has is the work of renewing his mind. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Say,
I'm a new creation.
Amen.
Amen. The act of purging begins with the mind. Purging the mind of old ways of thinking. Because you will act like the you think. If you change your thinking, your actions will change.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You're the only one that can change your life right now. Christ has done everything he can do. But you have to cooperate by changing how you think. It's wrong thinking. I'm drawn back to it. I'll say it again. It's wrong thinking to not see your actions as the reason for your experience.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
People come late to stuff. A man hired you. You show up half of the time. And tomorrow you say, "Pastor, pray for me. The devil is after me."
No.
It's wrong thinking. Your action is creating, is opening the door.
Yes, sir.
If you close the door, the devil won't bother you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said to me one time that everybody in my office is against me. I said, "Eh?" He said, "Yeah, everybody in the office is against me. They are destroying me, Pastor." So I said, what time do you usually get to work? Between 10 and 11. I said, "What time are you supposed to be there?" Oh, you know, everybody gets there whenever they can. I said, "What's the official time you're supposed to be at work?"
Yes,
8. I said, "So the devil is not the one destroying you. You're the one destroying your life."
Yes, sir.
Just because everybody does it does not make it right. See, wrong thinking says, everybody is doing it. We see that in traffic. Two lanes and somebody starts the first, third lane and everybody follows.
Yeah.
Wrong thinking. Wrong thinking follows people instead of the inner witness.
Amen.
He said, "Pastor, is this what you have to tell us? Huh? Come on now, tell me. Miracle is on the way."
Come on.
Come on now, my ministry will expand. Your ministry will expand to the measure your mind is renewed.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I don't have another message for you. Amen.
Amen.
Wrong thinking produces wrong experience.
Yes, sir.
If you're not willing to change how you think, then your experience won't change.
That's right.
God is not hard at hearing.
That's right.
God is not the one holding you. We hold ourselves out by wrong thinking. Change it.
Yes,
let's change it.
Amen.
I said, let's change it.
Amen.
Let's change it. Let's become people of, okay, well, this is the way God describes me. That's who I am.
Yes,
people go to people, they say, brother, you're my only hope. Pastors, brother, you're my only hope. That's mocking the work of Christ.
Yes, sir.
He is in you the hope of glory.
Yes,
amen. Can I tell you one more thing?
Yes, sir.
Don't set up church events hoping to raise money.
Yes, sir.
To meet your needs.
Yes.
That's an unrenewed mind.
Yes.
Unrenewed mind likes to put something together.
Yes.
A renewed mind relies on what has been put together.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how we increase. That's how we increase. So many of us sometimes we get into pressure because we're trying to do something God didn't tell us to do. And then we blame God and people. Unrenewed mind blames people. "You're the reason why I'm going through. Look at the house you live in and I don't have." The Bible didn't say that people owe it to you. The Bible said that you owe it to people to be a blessing. So before you start counting all the people that have been bad to you, remember, the same blood that redeemed them redeemed you.
Yes, sir.
Unrenewed mind sees everybody that hasn't done anything to them as the reason for their suffering. But they didn't give me money to start this. They didn't do this for me. They didn't. See, being a new creation is asking, "How can I be a blessing?"
Yes,
not "What would you do for me?" Being a new creation adds value, not taking.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Amen.
It's well.
Amen.
I said it's well.
Amen.
It's well.
Amen.
We're going up.
Amen.
I said we're going up.
Amen.
Remember, we can only increase according to our new thinking.
Yes.
Let's change our new thinking. Right. Instead of going around saying, I'm broke.
Right.
Change it. How do you change it? See yourself in Christ.
Amen.
That's right.
See yourself as the one provided for.
Amen.
Instead of going around saying, I'm sick. Change it. How do you change it? See yourself in Christ. Because in Him, you are totally healed.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You will only get fulfillment in recognizing who God made you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I said, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, that's what's on my heart for you this morning. Amen. Let's just go up higher. Let's adopt a new thinking.
Amen.
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 We can turn things around in this nation.
Yes, sir.
But it begins in us changing how we think.
Yes, sir.
Political leaders are not our salvation.
Yes, sir.
Christ is our salvation.
Yes, sir.
And if we see it that way, we will be open for counsel.